This is Sean.
Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Are you currently registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, independent?
Democrat.
Okay. So, as you may know, there's a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislature. So does this, like, make you want to definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
Well, definitely vote.
Okay. Next, I will give you a list of, like, the next following people or organizations, and I would very much like it if you could tell me if you think they're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable. So
okay.
The first person is Clay Jenkins.
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Is there an option I'm not unsure?
Yeah, there is. Totally. Don't worry about it. Okay. What about Colin Allred?
Unsure.
Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Mm-hmm. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Undecided.
Okay. What about Ron Kirk?
Oh, what's he running for? I remember Ron Kirk. Is he running for something? I would say undecided. But
okay. Well, don't worry. That is an option. Okay. And what about Yasmin Simmons?
Undecided.
Okay. What about Victoria Nyave Criado?
Undecided.
And what about Nathan Johnson?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, choosing between Yasmin Simmons or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know. Do I have to pick? I don't even know.
If you could vote today, which one would you choose?
Are they both, is one Republican? I would vote for the Democrat, for sure. I don't really know.
They're both Democrat.
They're both Democrat?
Yes.
I don't even know at this point. Is there an option for that? Undecided?
Yeah, there is. Okay. Now, I will be mentioning five following issues, and it would be nice if you could tell me which one you care about the most, or which one you think is the most important one for a Democratic candidate to address. And the following issues are abortion, which is Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. There's guns, which is sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. The third one is local control, which is state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. The fourth one is education, which is Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase the teachers' pay. And the fifth one is voting rights, which is restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy.
I have to pick one.
Yes, I mean, they're all very, very important ones to address, right. But yeah. And with this kind of case, if you could choose one.
I would probably say the abortion, right?
Okay. And now, if you did, like, find it hard to choose, now the next one is, which one do you think is the next most important issue?
I'll say guns.
Okay. Now, in general, which type of candidate in a Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? And there are two options. The first one is one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs and business-friendly message.
What was the first one again?
Yeah, sorry. Don't worry. I can totally repeat it if you need to.
Yeah.
The first one is one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party.
I'll go with that.
You're going to go with that one? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon. And with these statements, if you could maybe tell me if this will want to make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion. So the first statement is, Yasmin and her husband have raised their 3 children in the Park Cities.
It does. Well, it was definitely. Well, remind me the options again, because it doesn't.
Yeah. The options are this one. This makes you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or it doesn't really impact your opinion.
It doesn't impact my opinion.
Okay. The next one is Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
I would say definitely vote for her.
Okay.
Or definitely, yeah.
Yasmin Simon will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
I would say maybe definitely.
Okay. Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
I think definitely.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortions that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger.
I'll say definitely.
Okay. Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense and problem-solving approach.
I'll say definitely.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits.
That doesn't necessarily impact me.
All right. Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November.
Definitely.
Okay. Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic ban to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
But definitely.
Okay. Yasmin will work to pass common-sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Definitely.
In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big governments out of our local communities.
Definitely.
And the last one is, Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses.
Definitely.
Okay. Ooh, we're at 68%, almost done with the survey. I just want to kind of thank you for your time and for being here and answering. All right. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a long-time local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, and fully funding public schools and expanding Medicaid. Now, based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Yasmin.
Yasmin? All right. Now, just like the last previous question, like not this one, the previous one to the previous, it will be the same thing, statements. But now this time, you will decide if this makes you want to definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't really matter. So Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, these are some kind of tough questions, but...
I'd have to think, is there an answer that I can think about it? What was the middle answer?
The answer is there. Definitely vote against. This would make you want to probably vote against. And then there's also that it doesn't really matter.
I'll say it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
So this is about Lynn Ginsburg, right?
These are about both. In this part of like these questions about the survey and this specific like kind of part of the statements, these are a mix. We have questions about Yasmin Simmons and about Liz Ginsburg.
Okay. So definitely against or
So definitely against?
Yeah.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows that she is not the right Democrat to win HC 108 in 2022, when the other Democrats came within a 1% margin of their Republican opponents, while Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to the Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Would you say this makes you want to definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or it doesn't really matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. And then Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, after hearing this information, which candidate between Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon would you vote for in the Democratic primary if, again, you had to choose today?
Yasmin.
Yasmin? Okay. And now, lastly, having heard all this information in this poll, which one would you say is, like, one of the most important issues or policy positions a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for?
Oh, this is open-ended, right? Like abortion?
Yeah. From, like, the following and previous kind of, like, questions.
Yeah, I would say the abortion issue. Yeah.
Okay. And now, this for this like kind of question, if you feel comfortable with telling me your age, or I could just maybe like tell you the ranges and then you can say which one you fall under.
I'm 54.
Okay. And now, what was the last grade you completed in school?
I got my bachelor's. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that what you need?
Yeah. And now, do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say liberal.
Okay. And now, which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, or white or Caucasian?
White or Caucasian.
All right. Well, that would conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for kind of staying here and answering.
Thanks.
And yeah, just thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, good night.
Thanks. Good night.